Turbulence is a musical romantic comedy, and it's set around a group of characters who work at a music venue, which is the Hare and Hounds. We fictionalise the Hare and Hounds, but it is the real Hare and Hounds in King's Heath and Birmingham. And the manager of the venue is in difficulties, and he's wondering how he's going to get out of that, and has a Battle of the Bands competition. And through that discovers a band called The Scholars, who he sets out to promote and then has a huge success with Saturday Night at the venue. Alongside that we have other stories, because obviously this is a romantic comedy. Adrian, who's in the band, has a story with his girlfriend, and also Keith, who is the manager of the venue, also has a story that relates to Rosie, who has hidden musical talents.
What would you say the kind of mood
I'd say the mood is fairly daft. It's a lot of fun, and has a great energy, I think, largely because of the cast.
How did it come about
then? The film came about because for two reasons really. One is that I've worked a lot with the Birmingham School of Acting, and I've made their show reels for the last 3 years. And every time I do that, I kind of think, oh, so much talent here, I'd really like to use it. So I had that resource, if you like, and didn't have a lot else apart from the producer that I work with, Natasha Carlish, who's an amazing person who kind of dared me and dared herself to go and make this happen, basically, because it's a no-budget production, which is obviously very challenging. But, you know, we had a great group of actors, and one of them was in a band called The Scholars. And it evolved from there. We did a lot of improvisation with the actors. A lot of that is on YouTube, which you can see. And out of those improvisations and talking to the actors and their characters at length, we developed a storyline and brought a writer on board to work.
And how do you use things like Twitter and Facebook?
Twitter and Facebook have been used for all sorts of things, actually, for this. On Facebook, each of our characters has a profile, so they're on there and they're interacting with each other and with other people as well. With Twitter, I think that's been used more to actually draw in resources. So, for example, we had a night where, you know, we needed a sellout gig, and we needed to fill the venue, so we put the word out, and you know, Twitter was one of the things we used. And it succeeded.
Just very involved in production.
Yeah, we're using Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of those things play quite a big part in it.
And what do you compare it to in terms of current films or TV programmes that you would say have a similar kind of vibe or tone?
You know, I've run through quite a few things that I think it is a bit like. I think it has a, in some ways it's quite mainstream, it has a touch of a working title film about it. But it's also, it's got a touch of Western musical about it. You know, it's quite heightened. You know, it's not like gritty real life. It's more heightened, more fantasy, if you like. But the comedy is also quite off the wall. Sometimes it makes me think of With Mary and I,